George Will demands election sweep for Democrats as Trump rage grows, dispatches congressional enablers. By Hannah Blow on June 2, 2020. Washington Post columnist and prominent Never Trumper George Will said on Monday that President Trump and his enablers must be removed from power. Will, who referred to Trump as the crybaby-in-chief, penned a scathing diatribe, rebuking the president over his use of Twitter and assessing that his actions, from Inauguration Day on, have proven that the phrase malignant buffoon is not an oxymoron. The never-Trumper did not delve too far into the recent race riots nor the president's bold response but attempted to make a connection to remarks Trump made in a 2017 speech to law enforcement, which was focused on action against violent criminals like MS-13. When you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just seen them thrown in, rough. I said, please don't be too nice, Trump said in the speech. When you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know. The way you put their hand over their head, Trump continued. Like, don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay? Will strive to draw a connection from Trump's remarks to George Floyd's death. The person voters hired in 2016 to take care that the laws be faithfully executed stood on July 28, 2017. In front of uniformed police and urged them please don't be too nice when handling suspected offenders. His hope was fulfilled for 8 minutes and 46 seconds on Minneapolis pavement. The nation's downward spiral into acrimony and sporadic anarchy has had many causes much larger than the small man who is the great exacerbator of them. Will continued, writing that the measures necessary for restoration of national equilibrium are many and will be protracted far beyond his removal. One such measure must be the removal of those in Congress. He continued, urging voters to dispatch the president's congressional enablers, especially the senators who still gamble around his ankles with a canine hunger for petting. Congressional Republicans, he continued, have made theirs for more than 1,200 days, and added that the first step to restoration involves their timely removal. Will also issued a stark warning, there is no such thing as rock bottom. So, assume that the worst is yet to come. This is hardly the first time the columnist has expressed rage over Trump and his GOP allies. Last year, Will stated that the Republican Party had become a cult.